Morning. Hi, Dan. Brian, what you got? Doing okay?
Less than a year away from going back to Washington here with Adrian. Is that kind of, did you ever think he'd be back in the field 10 months later here?
No, definitely not. Just amazing. It's amazing the progress he's made and how hard he's worked.
Is this one of those maybe mental steps for him too, just to get over getting back out there? And
I don't know that I have the answer to that. He could answer that, but he's definitely overcome a bunch of mental steps just to get to this point, or get to the point where he was in Mankato to start getting acclimated.
The touchdown pass to Kyle Less said after the game that you had sort of made sure that you were allowed to run that play when he wanted to run the ball. How persistent were you? What did you see that made you want to get that last six up there?
Well, we were just staying on the gas at that point. It was a two-score game. And just a little bit of our philosophy, we want to stay on the gas until someone tells us to get on the brake. And so Leslie told us to, fortunately, right after that play went into the quarterback.
It's a ridiculous catch that
made there.
Yeah, good throw and good catch. Fun to watch.
We've been talking about that rapport between Christian and Kyle for a year now. Is it just those kinds of catches, or is that what we're seeing? Is that just manifest itself?
Yeah, Kyle's a quarterback's best friend. When we were last time in Washington, Joe threw a very similar pass to Kyle, and he camped out underneath and had another touchdown. So there's a trend going there.
Christian's first pick, are you okay with the decision he made there? As obviously he's moving, throwing across his body, going left.
Yeah, we thought it was a good example of the scramble drill, which we practice weekly and emphasize with our young quarterbacks because they do have good movement skills. And he flushed out there to the left. Everybody worked in his direction, and he had a couple options there. He just missed his target.
Does he just need to slow down, or what would you correct there if you were correcting him?
Well, I think he probably didn't have small enough a target when he wanted to aim to Kyle. At times, quarterbacks just throw it for the sake of throwing it. And if he could be a little more accurate there as he's described, we'd come up with a really big play there at the end of the first half.
With Kyle and the way he's able to kind of use his body, his length, and how strong his hands are, is he one of those guys that maybe even when he's covered, he's not exactly covered?
He is. There's some receivers like that too, where they get their separation vertically rather than horizontally at times, just because of their size and their length.
The value of play calling after a guy throws two interceptions to just kind of get him back into a rhythm and a flow and make sure that stuff doesn't linger.
You know, Dan, I don't remember us talking about that during the game. I think we felt fine with his reaction and ability to bounce back after even the interception there in the third quarter. The ball was going to the right guy. It just was thrown a little bit early, and the guy made a good play on it. So I don't remember us consciously thinking that we need to reestablish any type of rhythm. It just happened within our offense, and he's been doing such a good job through these first five games. When you do call passes, he's completing a ton of them.
You have an update on Simpson? Is he ready to go?
I don't know that I do. We're hoping that he gets out there today. I know Coach Frazier will address that, but we're hoping he's had a little improvement.
How much did he affect the game plan last Sunday when he obviously was limited?
Well, we missed him, but we've got backup split ends that jumped in and picked up the slack, and so we stayed with the same plan.
Husko's development, what's been strong in his game for the first 5 weeks, and where's the next step for him?
Well, he's a terrific athlete. He can really bend for a big guy and stay on his feet, finish blocks. I think just the more experience, the more various looks that he's exposed to, the more he'll develop and not be surprised by as many things and be able to anticipate, be on top of his trade.
Have you been pleased with where he's been through these first 5 weeks?
Yes, the whole offensive line has done a real sound job. We want to get better there, but we want to get better at every position. We know we've got to continue to improve, and we're so young across the board, we feel like there's a chance to do that.
What's maybe surprised you the most about that offensive line, how well it's played early on here?
Well, I don't know, Brian, about a surprise. We've been very pleased with the way they've run blocked against some stout fronts. It's tough for a defense to combat that if you're going to come out and really move them off the line of scrimmage, and they've been able to do that.
Back around the combine and the draft, did you cross paths with RG3 at all?
I don't know that we did. We usually try to always write reports on all the players, so I'm sure there was a report written, but I don't remember the interaction.
Have you ever coached a team that runs the option, and do you have any tips for your defensive guys on what to do against it?
Well, yes, definitely have played in the option and coached it, but to be honest, I haven't really taken one glimpse at their offense this week, so we've got a terrific defense that has really been stifling in the style of play they've been putting on the field, so they'll be ready, I'm sure. Thanks, guys.